tonight or today.
lebih hanya saat makan di meja kerja.
radiosphere observations. I have also noticed that sound travels through materials differently here. Everything seems to resonate with its own pitch, and the natural sounds are all very naturally electronic sounding. Could it be that I'm actually inside a circuit board and not on planet Abu after all? I hope I don't end up like the other host, stuck inside a radio. Could this all be some sort of bad remake of the movie Tron? I don't know. But I also noticed that the inhabitants here are somehow more sensitive to radio frequencies, and they keep talking about gold. I told you alchemy was real, didn't I? No, really, did I not say that several episodes ago?
It's like you've got cell phones in every cell. There's a cell phone in every cell.
It would make sense that it would be a cell phone in every cell.
Well, you'd think, yeah.
Hence the name.
Sure, sure. And the nerves are just kind of the backup, the hardwired backup. And these cell phones have batteries that are almost dead and antennas that are broken. So it's like, can you hear me now? No? What about now? And so
ingestion of the ormus, which we'll define in a moment,
goes in and charges cell phone and repairs the DNA antenna so that it's making a better connection. And when that connection is improved, the cell phone can not just talk to the cell next door, it can talk to the cells in your big toe, or the cells at the end of the tip of your hair, or the cells in somebody else's big toe, or the cells in the cat, or the cells in the dog.
Cells across the world.
Exactly. It's in quantum coherence with all of these other elements that are in the same state.
Coherence, also affinity.
Exactly.
In effect.
Exactly. And this effect has actually been measured by some scientific researchers in Hungary.
Through what means?
They had two containers of the same ormus material. And one of these containers was resonated, and the other one started responding. And so they tried to measure any phase difference between the two, because measuring phase difference allows you to tell how fast the communication is going. And they found that there was no phase difference. It was instantaneous. They could not detect any phase difference between the two. So there's instantaneous communication between those two containers.
What I hear you really saying, Barry, is that ormus is a cosmic battery charger.
And it's called ormus, O-R-M-U-S, or ormes, O-R-M-E-S. The ormus, it means orbitally rearranged material under study, or ormes, orbitally rearranged monatomic elements. And what it is, it's actually monoatomic mineral elements that exist naturally in the natural environment, particularly gold. Monoatomic gold is particularly valued as a supplement and to aid in helping your brain work better. It's been found that people ingest monoatomic gold and they get an almost immediate synchronization of the brain hemispheres when, you know, usually one side or the other is dominant, and also more coherence in the brain function, because, you know, sometimes we can be in sort of a fight or flight response, or we can be really stressed out, and one brain, you know, one part of your brain might be dominant at one particular time, and then it kind of like not really coherent. So the monoatomic gold tends to make this kind of even out, and it tends to help you relieve stress. I mean, for me, helps me to feel less stressful. More vivid dreams. I notice I have more vivid dreams, and I feel like I can think more clearly, and sometimes like experiencing like coincidence, like I don't know, I wouldn't want to set anybody up with the expectation that I think I'm some kind of a prophet or something, but so everybody's experienced this, where you know, you have a thought, or maybe you have a dream, or you focus on something really intensely, and then you kind of forget about it, and then later something comes up that's directly related to what you were focusing on really intensely. And what that's called is manifestation, or maybe it's like psychic, like maybe you just predicted it psychically or whatever, or maybe it's just a coincidence, however you want to feel about it. But these types of things tend to increase, in my experience, the more that I intensely do my meditation, you know, keeping up with my meditation, being consistent with that, and like doing Qigong, breathing exercises, and just paying attention, really, okay? Because a lot of times we go around in a default sort of a zombie state, and we get caught up in the rat race and get all stressed out, and we're not really paying attention. We're just kind of unconsciously, you know, going on autopilot. So we tend to miss a lot of stuff. We miss the little miracles of life. Like, I remember one time I was walking up the road. This was back when I was in high school, like the early time of high school. And I wasn't taking Ormus back then, but for whatever reason, I was walking up the road, and I was in some kind of reverie daydream or something, and this bird flew right across the road in front of me and just skimmed the front of my chest with its wing. And I was like, wow, well, that was like, whoa, that was awesome. So I was like, God is talking to you all the time in your
Hello
own
there.
Voice.
Like Neil Donald. I'm going to talk a little bit about my experiences with Ormus so far. I've been taking Ormus for a few days now. And so far, I am experiencing a runny nose, which can be from toxins leaving the body. And I've been experiencing more vivid dreams. I've been able to recall them. And positive effects on meditation. I can go down into meditation or a meditative state more quickly and deeper, and hold the depth of the meditation a lot longer, and it's more, I'd have to say, focused. It's the best way I can describe it. And more sensations around my body, from energies, spirits, you know, all that wonderful stuff. So that's all I'm going to leave you with today. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Hey everybody, I want to talk to you a little bit about Ormus, what Ormus is and why I take it and what my experience and the effects I've seen from taking Ormus. So, Ormus actually comes from the acronym ORME, which stands for Orbitally Rearranged Monoatomic Element. Had to look that one up, but I knew that stood for something. And the idea behind Ormus is that it is elements in a state where they are separated from all the other particles. And they call it the M state. And this is sort of a not very studied phenomenon. There aren't being any university level research done on it or anything like that. And what people in the metaphysical community are finding with Ormus is that this is actually a substance that we need to ingest. It exists naturally in our bodies and in our brains, and also in the foods we eat, but not in high enough concentration to actually benefit our bodies. And they have also found that things like electromagnetic fields, which we are all exposed to all day, all the time, from our computers, our cell phones, etc., they tend to degrade the Ormus elements in our bodies, and we end up having a deficiency of these substances. You may have heard of what you call the philosopher's stone, or there are other terms for it, but basically it's alchemy and the elixir of life. And this is a substance also known as manna. And it has been written about in the Bible and in ancient texts for thousands and thousands of years. And they're saying that this Ormus stuff is actually that substance that's being referred to, that makes people live long lives and also helps their spiritual and emotional and intuitive growth.
My experience
growth.
Is that things just start connecting inside here.
When I first read about this stuff, I wanted to try it. Another really smart guy was talking about how gold is harmonic with the sun.
It's energetically harmonically
in alignment with the sun. The left and the right side
so
of the brain
and
so that
you get
they were
gold,
in balance,
you start taking gold, and
in
your
harmony.
Consciousness starts attuning to the sun,
and
you start
so
having these
just,
realizations that, wow,
like a good idea,
I'm not a little small little poor little me, or it doesn't matter what I do to other people because they're separate. No, they're not separate. We live in the sun. We live in the heliosphere. We live in the sun's aura. We're not, this planet isn't separate from the sun. Anyway, so this is what gold. I get really
fresh, dead sea salt.
Some people
this was my
might
first
hear
Ormus.
These kind of ideas and say, man, he's crazy.
But I think
he's
back
whacked
to
out.
When I first started taking it, the first thing I noticed after my very
nut
first
job
food,
or something.
I could
well, that's
feel the electromagnetic field of my computer.
Because when you start taking this and you start meditating and you start
the first couple days after taking it, paying attention, if I was watching a video or something on YouTube,
start,
I would sit about 6 or 8 feet back.
Having some of your friends think that, man, what is going on with him? They're going to start talking about you. What is going on with him? I'm concerned about him.
Other thing I noticed when I took Ormus,
he's talking about all these strange ideas.
I no longer have a need for certain medications.
It's just because they're not paying attention.
For example,
don't worry about it.
I always have been a very
lying on a barroom floor, had drank so much he could drink no more, and so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones while the furnace rang with a thousand growls. The parlor was filled with lager beer. The devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew. Some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Scorched their hands and face. Wider and wider the country grew. Faster and faster the engine flew. Louder and louder the thunder crashed. Brighter and brighter the lightning flashed. Hotter and hotter the air became. Till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the distance there came a yell. Ha ha, said the devil, we didn't hear him home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish cry, his clothes wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer.
lately. Seems that they are in some sort of shutdown mode. Not sure what this means, except that I feel more free to roam. There's so many dark places that I've been sent to. But here, it is always bright. The calm before the storm, perhaps. Another false flag that I am sent to report on as if. Either way, tonight or today, you have been listening to the Distract and Disable program. I am your host, Glue Banta. If you don't know what is happening to you, or simply someone who likes to live in the past, visit the WGXC archive at WGXC.org and search for Distract and Disable. Or you can enter the labyrinth of the show blog, www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com.